Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And what a privilege to be joined by the great Michael Irvin. He's a Radio.com Sports NFL insider, a Pro Football Hall of Famer, one of the greatest wide receivers to ever play the game. He joins us now. Michael, what's going on, man?
Man, everything's going well. How's everything going with you guys? Just getting ready for the start of this season. It's happening pretty soon here with training camp opening later this month.
Yeah. Hearing you makes it feel like football season.
Absolutely.
Yes. I appreciate you saying that. I like hearing what you just said because I want us thinking about football. I'm looking so forward to what's going on this year on the football field.
Hey, Michael, there are so many Dallas Cowboy fans in Memphis, which is interesting because, like, we have a franchise in the state not too far away in Nashville in the Tennessee Titans, but Cowboy fans blow them out of the water. Why are the Cowboys America's team?
Well, first of all, I'm glad you're saying that because then we can speak freely here, and I've been wanting to speak freely about all of this. And it is. I used to have some apartment complexes out in Memphis, you know, because my coach Hubbard Alexander,
yes, sir,
lived out there, and you know, so I was out there with him and wanted to do some business with him, and I've always found that out. There are huge Cowboy fans in Memphis. I mean, I love it. I'm all up and down Beale Street. I've hung out on Beale Street, saw guys with tattoos all in the lower center part of their back, where I think only women really should have tattoos, but they had Cowboy tattoos, so I ain't complaining too much. I just let that thing go. I was like, hey, that was interesting right there. But a lot of Cowboy fans, you're right, in Memphis.
I didn't realize that you've spent that kind of time in Memphis.
Oh, yeah. I love Memphis. Out in Germantown, all of that, man. Spent a lot of time out there, man, and I've always enjoyed Memphis. I had some great times in Memphis. Let me just let that go right there like that.
How excited are you about this race in the East? How do you see it shaking out between Dallas and Philly? You feel it be nip and tuck?
And I think that's the battle. And I think that'll be the fight for a few years in the East. You know, I'm waiting to see what happened with Haskins.
Right.
I do believe the Giants took a turn. You know, and I'm hearing some pretty good things out of the young quarterback Daniel Jones in New York, but I still think you took the turn when you drafted him, but let Odell Beckham go, that kind of talent go at the wide receiver position. So I think that'll be interesting. Well, they let a lot of talent go. There's some guys go on defense too, so I think it'll be interesting to see how that turns and bounce back for the Giants. But I think it is that two-man race between the Eagles and the Cowboys. And I'm gonna tell you guys, I feel real good about what's going on with the Dallas Cowboys this year. And a couple weeks ago I was with Jerry. I always get to spend a little time with Jerry in the offseason, kind of find out the state of the league, because, you know, Jerry's always got his hands in everything, and find out what's going on around. And I tell you, he's excited about what's coming up this season. And he talked about Kellen Moore as the offensive coordinator, and he was talking about all the great new things and new toys they have. And I was listening to him, but I'm sitting there inside of myself saying, okay, it's nice to have all of those nice ornaments, but the real tree has still got to be Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah.
You know, we want to add all of this fancy stuff, but make it an addition. Don't make it the core. Don't make it the catalyst. Mm-hmm. That is added to Ezekiel. Don't you try to add Ezekiel to that.
I'm with you.
Yeah, good point. Speaking of the new toys, Michael, there is one down there. They drafted him in the fourth round. He's a Memphis guy, Tony Pollard, super fast. Have you heard anything about him down there? And I know they had the OTAs. Have you heard any good reviews about Tony Pollard down there?
Well, I've heard about his speed. But let me tell you now what happens here. Because I've seen it for years, guys, and I'm not saying that's a case situation here, but I've heard about this guy, man, just incredible speed, the way he runs. remember I used to tell my wife all the time, because every year during the year I played in Dallas, they would be drafted. It seemed like they drafted a first or second round wide receiver. Mm-hmm. I was like, what kind of business is this, man? What business are we in? I'm your first rounder. I'm your number one receiver. What? Every year we draft Alvin Harper, Jimmy Smith. I'm like, Kevin Williams. We're drafting all of these receivers. So every one year we drafted Alexander Wright. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Alexander Wright came in and ran a 4.19. I remember calling my wife and saying, hey, get, what's up, baby? She said, listen, get out of the mall, baby. They got this dude right here. He just ran a 4.19. Stop spending money right now. We don't know how much longer we got. Right. Then we would get to some practices sometimes, and we finally put on the pads, and the live bullets are flying around, and we would throw some balls to some of those real fast guys, and the ball stop beating them up because they're worried about getting hit. I called my wife back and said, hey, baby, hey, what's up? You good. You can get back in the ball. We'll be playing receiver here for a while. Don't worry. You know what I'm saying? So we're talking with everybody. We're waiting to get to camp, and I'll be out there the first day in camp. Wait, let's get these pads on. Let's get some live bullets going where people, jobs are on the line and everybody is a little more worried because that's closer to game-like situations, and let's see what happens now.
Mike, what was the biggest difference between Amari with the Raiders and where that had gone and the receiver he was then and then the Amari that you all have now? My partner's a Raiders fan, and it looked like the guy that went to Dallas, one of the best receivers in the league. Is it a confidence thing? Is it the relationship with the quarterback? What did you see with Amari, and would you put him up there? I mean, he's got work to do. I know, Brother Irvin, but what he looked like last year looked like he can be one of the best.
From a physical skill set standpoint, Amari doesn't have any work to do. He's been blessed with all the tools that he needs. You see what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Now, it's a matter of how do we get the most out of that talent all the time? You know, something just went real wrong in Oakland.
Clearly.
Something went real wrong in Oakland.
Yeah.
And I remember coming on TV saying it when we were right at the trade deadline. I talked about what the Cowboys need. I said, the Cowboys should do whatever they have to do to get Amari Cooper. What I saw was something gone wrong in Oakland and a guy that needed a change. And then I also saw on the Dallas Cowboys side a young quarterback that need a different type of receiver.
Uh-huh.
Now, you know, Dak Prescott played great with Tony Romo. Tony Romo gave him some great opportunities. Tony was established. Tony got established with T.O.
Right.
So he had the confidence to throw those I trust you balls. I know you can go get those balls because he was established. He was the man. And then Dak Prescott came in. Dak's more accurate and a young guy who's trying to make his way. I can't throw those I trust you balls. I can't just throw away balls. So what does he need for his development as a young guy? He needs a receiver that's great at transitioning, great at going in and coming out of a route. I say Amari Cooper is second to only A.J. Green in this area in the National Football League. Now, with a young quarterback and a Amari Cooper, I can throw that ball at his back.
Yep.
When he's coming out of the top of that comeback route, I'm throwing it at his back, and I know when he comes out of it, he'll be open because of the way he transitions. I don't have to wait to see him open like most young guys want to see. Mm-hmm. That's why I knew Amari Cooper would be great for Dak Prescott, and I think that combination will be great for years and years to come.
It looks like it.
We are, of course, talking to Pro Football Hall of Famer, Radio.com Sports NFL Insider, Michael Irvin here.
Is Randall Cobb. Don't fool yourself. When we did that show March 13th, I was on the free agency show, Marvin Lewis, and I was doing it along with Rich Eisen and everything. And I'm going to tell you something. Marvin Lewis, the first thing he turned to me and said, he said, Michael, you know, he said, I don't understand why people aren't talking about him, but if I was still in position, the first person I would go after is Randall Cobb. I said, Coach, I love that kid.
Yeah.
I absolutely love him. Now, you're talking about somebody that's tearing up practice.
Mm-hmm.
That's all everybody is talking about over at the complex. When you talk about who's standing out in practice, they're talking about Randall Cobb.
Because all he does is get open, Mike. That's all he does. He's a vet
at it. And he sees it like the quarterback. When I interviewed him in a mark a couple weeks ago, they were talking about, you know, Oh, yeah, concepts, yeah. Well, I like to study the concepts and see it just like the quarterbacks, because they both play quarterback. I had to stop the interview. I said, listen, guys, I appreciate you as quarterbacks seeing things in concepts. But me, as a wide receiver, yep. I saw it as my route.
Yes, sir.
I don't want to say, I'm not worried about the whole concept. You make sure you throw this ball to me. That's what you do.
Great ones.
You know? I said, we're going to need some of that out of you, too. It's good to see concepts, but in a minute, when the game is right on the line, when the right time is the time, that's where you got to shout, no, throw me the ball. Forget the concepts. It's my route time. That's the fine line between being a player mm-hmm. and being a great leader. And a great leader has to know the moment to be selfless and the moments to be selfless and that special moment when he has to be selfish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dak Prescott has one of the best contracts in the NFL right now, but that is about to change because he's up for the extension. He's going to get probably around $30 million annually. Michael, how much does perception change when the contract numbers change? Because I think right now, Cowboy fans love it, right? But then when you become a $30 million quarterback, expectations come with that. So how does a contract and what a guy makes shape how fans view him?
Oh, well, there's a lot of pressure. It's going to be pressure on you no matter what if you're a Dallas Cowboy quarterback. That's just what the position is. You know, it's one of the most prestigious positions in all of sports. So Dak has performed well, exceptionally well, under the pressures of being a fourth-round pick and coming on to the football team and has more wins than everybody in those first 3 years except Tom Brady. He's handled that pressure well. What I try to tell people is to understand this thing will not turn back south. You said upwards of $30 million a year. I'm already at upwards of $32 a year because that's what Carson Wentz settled for.
Mm-hmm.
Dak Prescott nor his agents are going to settle for anything less than that. Because his agents have a reputation to uphold also. They're trying to make sure they're doing business and making sure the next Dak Prescott comes out higher than them. So they are not going to allow it. That's why I keep telling people the sooner the better, because this number is never turning back south. And if I'm the Cowboys, I'm not just putting a 4 year on it. I'm trying to get Dak right now signed up for the next 5 or 6 years so he can look like he's got more money and I can have a good 4 years beyond what's going to happen in the next 2 years when that contract negotiation comes back up and the salary cap jump. I want to lock Dak in to that 33 number now.
Yeah.
That number is going to go from 33 to 40 or 43.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, but it is. Michael, you're a Hall of Famer. You wouldn't trade your career. But do you ever find yourself thinking about playing in this era when –
Every morning I get up and go work out. I work out because, you know, I can't run, right? I work out with some young kids, man, 19, 20-year-old kids on a trampoline because I can't take the pounding on the road. And I watch these young kids. And every day I go through what you just said. I said I want everywhere I've set my feet in the sand, I walked away with a championship. I left a footprint of greatness. But I'll give it all back right now to be 19 and do it again.
Because, I mean, imagine what kind of numbers you would put up. Everybody's throwing for 4,000 yards in the NFL these days.
Right. Numbers on both sides. Imagine the numbers I'm going to put up on the field. Ooh. And the numbers I'm going to put up on contracts with the way they're paying these receivers now. You can catch 25, 30 balls and get you 25, 30 million. That's nothing. I was like, wait a minute. I just need to go back, man, and win the Super Bowl starting right now. Starting right now. Give me a two $100 million contracts. It'll be a huge thing. Absolutely, man. The game has just changed so much. I got a phone call from John Jones' agent, Malik. He's a great friend of mine. You know, I love him. I made John Jones. He calls me every 3 or 4 weeks, guys, with a whole group of bunch of young guys. He's arguing at them about our area. Oh, Michael Irvin and Jerry Rice, they're talking about Antonio Brown and Julio Jones. And he said, no, it's a different era of football. And he puts me on the phone. I have to explain to these kids. You know, when we played, there was a rap called a bang eight. That means go up and understand it's going to be a bang-bang play. They're going to hit you probably right when the ball gets there, and you have to make that play. So now you don't have to worry about that. There's no such the thing is a bang eight. You catch the ball, take your time. They can't hit you until after you come down to the ground. Or it's a penalty. They know. You just take your time. Don't worry. They're taking courage out. I like that when I think about my son, who plays now at the University of Miami. Mm-hmm. I don't like it when I think about all my NFL records.
Let me ask you something. I know you get asked probably a lot about 99 and that shot you took at the vet and getting, you know, carted off in the wheeled off on the cart and fans and that reaction Philly fans gave you and sort of cheering you off. Do you still feel some kind of way toward Philly fans, or have you been able to forgive them? You know, I'm a guy that goes to church a lot, Michael, and they tell you in there that, you know, forgiveness is divine and you got to do it. Have you been able to let that go? You know, can you? I don't know if I would be able to.
Well, you know, and I did immediately. I tell you what, man, and just to talk about that day, and we just saw what happened with Durant, you know, I remember that moment when all of that happened. I really didn't think when I got to the hospital and everybody was telling me all about it, because I really, you know, at the time, I didn't really hear all of it. I was worried about not being able to move.
Yes, sir.
But I remember the owner from the Eagles coming in, man, and looking at him, and his lips were shaking. You could tell he was really emotional. Mm. And I wanted to free him that night. And I said to him, and I do believe that. I said to him, I said, listen, the fans didn't understand my situation. I said, you got passionate fans in Philly, and they're just passionate about that team, and I have no issue with that, man. And I felt like that gave him some relief about it.
Absolutely.
Now the years that I've gone to Philly prior, to do games, it was so funny because the first few years when I went, I couldn't even speak. Dallas suck. I was like, I couldn't even hear my own self in my IFB, so I don't know who could hear me on TV. I mean, I was with Steve Young at the time. Nobody would say anything to Steve. We would go to city to city. I said, why nobody says anything to you? I go to Philly, Washington, or New York. They Dallas.
Steve didn't do it to him like you did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was different. I was like, it's just different. They got such venom when it comes to Dallas. Such venom. But what I found out, you know, later on, a few years later, they really stopped doing that after watching me. And now when I go, I get some Philly love.
Respect.
Because they feel like just passionate like them.
Yes.
So they understand.
And then, Michael, got to ask you, because I am
That's
a
awesome.
Raiders guy, and I'm really excited about Antonio Brown. Like, I think he's going to have a huge year there. I think he's going to revitalize and resurrect Derek Carr's career there. What do you think about Antonio Brown in Oakland?
I love AB. And I love him in Oakland, and I'm going to tell you why. I think the trades worked out perfectly. Amari coming here works. AB going there works. I think John Gruden played with Jerry Rice and had Tim Brown on. He wants that dog-like receiver. Had Keyshawn Johnson down in Tampa. He wants that dog-like receiver, that guy with the personality. Feed me the ball. I don't care where you know. He wants that kind of guy. AB's that guy. I don't think he saw that in Amari. And he was like, okay, Amari has great talent, but he doesn't have what AB has, you know. And he wanted it there. Dallas, who had Dez Bryant, mm-hmm. who had that, said, oh, we want somebody with talent without that. See what I'm saying? So we want somebody with talent without that, so our young quarterback can develop without being worried about being yelled at from an older guy and everything. So it worked out perfectly. Dallas got the guy they needed with the talent, physical talent and skill set they needed, but the personality they needed to allow this to become Dak Prescott team. And Oakland got the dog they needed out of Pittsburgh, who will tell you, get me the ball no matter what.
I love it.
Isaac Bruce going to be next to you in the hall one day. Mike, we're sure rooting
be.
For it. We're
he
sure rooting
be.
For it.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Him, Torrey Holt. Whenever you have left your mark upon this NFL, we're in a place that they cannot tell the story of the NFL without you. And we cannot tell the story of the NFL without the greatest show on turf.
Yes, sir.
Without the greatest show on turf, that has become the Bible of the NFL. Then absolutely, those guys and what they did during that era. certainly belongs in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, we certainly agree. Michael, man,
brother
appreciate
Urban,
the time, as always.
Really appreciate
awesome.
It, brother.
Man, y'all catch me early, man. I'm ready to talk all kind of football, so
man,
I apologize if I just went on and on. But it's just, you know, it's like, yeah, it's again,
that time
it's
of year.
Almost here,
yes,
and
sir.
The thing's just bubbling up.
It's like a Christmas present, baby.
Bubbling up. I'm ready for it to get started.
No doubt. Hey, appreciate this,
Thank
as
you,
always.
Mr. Urban.
Talk soon.
Absolutely, guys.
Yep, he is Michael Urban, one of the all-time great NFL receivers. That was awesome. I really enjoy talking to him. He loves Antonio Brown in Oakland. I'm a fan of that. I love that opinion. He gets it. So I'm a fan, big time.
So you can bring the same. Interesting when you bring the same fire and passion that you had in the game, and it sort of transferred to how you watch it and sort of how you relay it to fans. He's been able to do that. He's been able to make the transition and still have the same sort of passion for football in it. You know, it resonates.
Yeah, radio.com, sports, NFL insider, Michael Urban. Always good to be joined by one of the greats.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.